You can find other titles like this one at www.mzdominica.com. Your heart is already beating rapidly, and your anticipation is already fueling a growing sexual arousal. You ordered this recording because of its title and what you knew it would do to you. When you saw it listed on my website, you had to have it. And there was no question that I am the only woman who could bring together the two topics that make you hot. You've always been a submissive, and you've always craved to be dominated through hypnosis. You know that I am the most irresistible hypnotist in the world, and that my abilities to get inside your mind and transfer ownership of it to me are unparalleled. But there has always been more. A lot of people consider it glamorous when they see a sexy and assertive woman smoking. Some people are able to make putting a cigarette in their mouth look almost like they are performing oral sex on a man. But for you, there is even more. You probably aren't even sure why. Most people don't really know why or when their fetishes started, but they are always anchored deep inside us and are tied to something that gets us excited and turned on. You have that something inside you that pushes your buttons. And it isn't just seeing a woman smoking. It is seeing a woman smoking with a sleek cigarette holder. Oh my! Just hearing me say those words causes a tingle of excitement to rush through you. Cigarette holder. Cigarette holder. Through a combination of my powerful hypnotic techniques and your existing craving for cigarette holders, I am going to turn you into my completely enslaved plaything. Yes, I am going to use your own deep cravings to own you. Hearing me say that is already causing a reaction. A combination of fear and yearning tells you deep inside that the process has already begun. It happened earlier when you heard me say, cigarette holder. Such a delicious image appears inside your mind when I say, cigarette holder. I want you to imagine me. You've gone through my website over and over, looking at my gorgeous face and body. You have absolutely no problem at all calling up an image of me sitting across from you. Somehow you've been lucky enough to meet me, and we're at a restaurant. You can't quite believe that I'm really here with you, since you've fantasized about this over and over in your sleepy mind so many times. And yet, here we are, and you cannot take your eyes off of me. My blonde hair is so beautiful. My face is so much more rousing in person than you dreamed it would be inside your sleepy mind that has imagined this so many times over and over inside your sleepy and obedient little fantasies. My eyes are so deep that you find yourself returning to them over and over so obediently as we sleepily talk back and forth about the sleepy little things that obedient people talk about with their mistresses while they are able to think about things on their own before their little minds get so sleepy that they lose the ability to think about things all by themselves and have to depend on their mistresses to do all the thinking for them about all those things that they really can't remember how to think about on their own, since their minds have gotten so lost inside my deep, deep eyes that they have forgotten all about thinking about the things that don't really matter anymore anyway, which is anything other than how important and sleepy it is to must obey Domenica, deep inside their sleepy minds, which must obey Domenica. while your sleepy mind tries to process exactly what has already happened to it. But you were powerless to resist. I simply smile a deep, deep smile of confidence, knowing how hard it is for you to think of anything except must obey Domenica, as you get sleepier and sleepier, just sitting there listening to my deeply relaxing voice that seems to wash over your sleepy little mind, as each word I speak takes you deeper and deeper to that place where there is no need for you to think about anything other than the things that I tell you to think about, which, of course, constantly revolve around and around the importance of must obey Domenica, which always forces you to repeat back the deeply conditioned phrase, I must obey Domenica, which is not actually a thought at all, but rather a statement of fact and a simple admission of something that cannot be denied. But all of this trying to think is making you so tired, and you look like you're getting sleepier and sleepier. So I'm sure you won't mind me just having a relaxing smoke while you try to process the things that you have already lost the ability to process, must obey Domenica. Now, will you? Of course you don't mind, since you have no mind to mind with anymore, since the mind you used to have has gotten sleepier and sleepier, and even more sleepy, just since we've been having this pleasant, relaxing chat. Since you have already said that you'd love for me to have a smoke, do you remember saying that? I'm sure, must obey Domenica, that I believe I will open my purse sitting here on top of the table, where you are getting sleepier and sleepier, and take out a shiny gold cigarette case. In fact, it is so shiny that you can't seem to stop looking at it as I open it, since the lights of the room seem to be reflected off its shiny surface and are flashing into your sleepy eyes. You must obey, Domenica. And I take out a single cigarette. Naturally, you've seen beautiful women take out a cigarette and put it straight into their mouth so many times that you expect to see it happen that way again, until you see me take something else out of my purse that causes your heart to begin to speed up. Your sexual hormones begin to pump into your cock, must obey Domenica, that you didn't expect to happen at all. I'm removing a sleek, shiny, black cigarette holder from my purse. It is approximately 6 inches long, beautifully tapered and so incredibly shiny that just like the cigarette case, it reflects the light as I turn it over in my hands and insert the cigarette into the end in such a smooth manner that you just know I've done it this way over and over for some time. Inside the part of your sleepy mind that still knows things, you see me bring the holder to my mouth and slide it between my lips. You are spellbound by the sight that is occurring in front of you, because you so very rarely get to watch a beautiful woman use a cigarette holder, that it is like a dream come true for your sleepy mind, must obey Domenica, that you don't seem to be able to move, just as if you were sinking deeper and deeper into a hypnotic trance from listening to my captivating words, my captivating voice, speaking these sleepy, sleepy words, that you must obey Domenica, because you have no other choice. Watching me put this holder into my mouth makes you hard as you see your fantasies coming true in front of your own sleepy eyes, must obey Domenica. And you know you've always gotten so hard when you saw a shiny black cigarette holder that indicated the power and strength of the woman who holds it and uses it to force your sleepy mind deeper and deeper into obedience. But what you had no way of knowing was that I have some very special cigarettes. These cigarettes are filled with a powerful drug that induces a hypnotic trance that absolutely cannot be resisted by anyone who inhales even a small amount, must obey Domenica, of my sleepy smoke. Of course, I am immune to its effects, but you are highly susceptible to the drugged smoke, and the smoky drug must obey Domenica. So as you watch, captivated, so horny, as I light up my cigarette inside this beautiful holder, you are unprepared for what is about to happen. Transfixed upon the sight of my holder, your sleepy mind sees me inhale and smile, and then exhale a stream of smoke right into your face. Surprised by this action, you suddenly inhale and unwittingly deliver the initial dose of hypnotic drugs into your nostrils. The aroma of my cigarette is strangely compelling and addicting, and after 5 seconds it takes the drug to enter your bloodstream and travel to your sleepy mind. Must obey, Domenica. A connection is already formed between your sleepy mind and your hard cock. Watching me using this incredibly sexy cigarette holder that permanently locks your thoughts into complete obedience, and the need to sink deep into a deep hypnotic trance whenever I use my hypnotic cigarette holder. The addiction inside your sleepier and sleepier mind must obey, Domenica. Also has caused you to develop a deeper craving for my hypnotic smoke inhaled from my hypnotic holder into your sleepy mind that goes deeper and deeper with every breath. So now the rhythm develops as you begin to sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis for me. You watch me inhale on my cigarette, must obey, Domenica. And when I inhale, you exhale. When I inhale, you exhale. When I inhale, you exhale, must obey, Domenica. When I inhale, you exhale, must obey, Domenica. As soon as I exhale, you inhale. When I exhale, you must inhale, must obey, Domenica. Deeper and deeper down now. When I exhale, you must inhale, deeper and deeper down now. Must obey, Domenica. When I exhale the hypnotically seductive smoke from my hypnotic holder, you must inhale it. You have no choice. Deeper and deeper and deeper down now. This is because you must inhale my sleepy smoke that makes you sleepier and sleepier. Must obey, Domenica. Because you are addicted to my holder and my smoke, deeper and deeper and deeper down now. In fact, you even try to resist the need to inhale my hypnotic smoke. Your attempts to must obey, Domenica, not inhale my sleepy smoke that you must inhale, will only send you plunging deeper and deeper and deeper down into hypnosis now, which you cannot resist anyway, since you must inhale to keep breathing, and you must keep breathing to live, and to live is to obey, Domenica, and you must obey, Domenica, to breathe, and you must inhale to breathe, and you must inhale my sleepy smoke to obey, Domenica, deeper and deeper down now. And so it continues. I inhale through my irresistible cigarette holder, and you exhale. I exhale my hypnotic smoke from my hypnotic holder, and you inhale the sleepy smoke that sends you deeper and deeper with every breath, in and out, simple breathing. You breathe in and go deeper, and you breathe out and you go deeper, in, deeper, out, deeper, in, sleepy smoke, out, resistance. In goes my sleepy smoke, out goes all of your resistance. Must obey, Domenica, deeper and deeper down now. You are being conditioned to obey, Domenica. You are being conditioned to obey my hypnotic cigarette holder now, and the deeper you go, the deeper you must inhale my sleepy smoke into your sleepy mind that must go deeper, so that you can inhale more deeply my sleepy smoke that makes you go so much deeper down now. And as you watch me smoke with this hypnotic holder, you are getting harder and harder and harder. For as your mind sinks deeper and deeper into sleepy obedience now, your fetish for my cigarette holder is being reinforced over and over and over, each and every time must obey, Domenica, that you inhale the hypnotic smoke from my hypnotic holder that takes you deeper and deeper and deeper down and makes you harder and harder and harder for me. So obediently now. Each and every time you picture me in your mind, must obey, Domenica. You now picture me with this shiny black holder, and each and every time you picture me with this sexy and powerful hypnotic holder, must obey, Domenica. You find yourself getting so hard and so horny because I am intensifying your fetish and your craving and your desire for my hypnotic holder. Your sleepy and obedient mind has always had this secret compulsion for cigarette holders. But now I am turning up the dial on the intensity. What you have always felt, must obey, Domenica. Deeper and deeper down, for cigarette holders, was a desire and craving level of 2. But now, my elegant and irresistible hand that is holding the sexy and shiny cigarette holder is reaching over to your deeply entranced mind. Deeper and deeper down now, must obey, Domenica, and is beginning to turn your desire and craving knob up, and you must obey the knob that the holder now controls. The desire and craving you used to feel for the cigarette holder was a 2, but now a 3 even, as I continue to turn the knob to 4, sleepy and deeper down, and on to 5, growing hornier and hotter and more aroused. At level 6, must obey, Domenica, you feel your craving for my hypnotic cigarette holder deeper and deeper inside your obedient mind. As I turn the knob to 7 and you feel this intense longing and fetish developing where there was once a simple attraction that has now grown into a powerful lust in your cock and your mind, must obey, Domenica, and I continue turning to 8. Must obey, Domenica, deeper and deeper down now. The holder controls your mind and your desires. Now, because you must obey, Domenica, and Domenica has made your fetish for my sleek, shiny, black cigarette holder stronger, stronger than you ever imagined. It could be deeper and deeper down inside your mind that must obey, Domenica. Now, any time you see a cigarette holder in a picture, in a woman's hand, or even in a display in a store, any time and anywhere, you will immediately get hard, and you will think of Miss Domenica and how I control your sleepy mind and your body that must obey, Domenica. I'm making a cigarette holder a trigger that you must obey because it is locked deep inside your obedient mind that has no other choice but to obey, Domenica. And you crave cigarettes, and you crave cigarette holders so much now. Anytime you see a woman using a cigarette holder, you will begin to slip into a trance of obedience, losing your ability to resist her, and knowing that you must do anything she tells you. Because women everywhere know that they can control sleepy and obedient men by using a powerful hypnotic holder. Now your fate is sealed inside the sleepy smoke that encircles your sleepy mind that must obey, Domenica, because you now must obey my hypnotic holder anytime, anywhere. Anytime I want to send you plunging deep, 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 deep into obedient, horny trance, all I need to do is tell you that I am taking out my hypnotic holder. The words hypnotic holder are now a trigger that sends you deeper and deeper and deeper down. Now you must obey, Domenica, so that any time you see me type or say the words hypnotic holder, you instantly begin to fall faster and deeper and deeper and faster down, down into obedient hypnosis, just as you are now. My words, hypnotic holder, are now engraved permanently inside your sleepy mind, and you can never, ever resist their control over you. When I count to three, you will awaken, absolutely aware that your mind has been changed, completely aware that I have programmed you to crave and to love and to obey my hypnotic holder, and totally pleased that I have so generously decided to do what your obedient mind is so very, very horny and turned on, and rock hard when you realize what I've done and how completely impossible it will be for you to ever resist these changes or undo them, and that you will be susceptible to these triggers any time and any place. You will feel so appreciative that I have done this for you and given you one more way that you must serve and obey me. 1. The changes I have made cannot be undone. Must obey, Dominica. Coming up slowly now, and feeling so aroused and so obedient to my holder always and forever. 2. Stretching and taking a deep breath as you begin to wake to a new reality of enslavement to my cigarette holder. 3. Wide awake now, and so completely in awe of my limitless abilities to control you. Hypnotic holder, you will come seek me out. You will beg for more. You will beg for mercy. You will beg for my hypnotic smoke.